Levi Damian, SB Nation, right over here. 3 years ago, when you left Jacksonville and the Raiders were looking for a head coach at that time as well, were there ever any discussions or considerations with the Raiders or between you and the Raiders? And what changed between then and now to make this the right time for this hire to happen?
Are you asking me?
Well, I'm asking both of you. From your perspective, what changed with the Raiders to make this the right hire at this time, and from the Raiders' perspective?
I would think you'd ask Reggie that.
You're talking to
both, okay. Either or.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's start over again, because, you know, you were looking at Jack. And
I'm trying to let you guys handle
that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out. Hey.
It's kind of two-part, really. I wanted to hear the perspective of both sides, from Reggie and Mark, or just Reggie's,
okay,
if you will,
and
Jack Del Rio's perspective, okay, as well. Okay, I'll ask it again. 3 years ago, when you left the Jaguars, the Raiders were looking for a head coach at that time. Were there any discussions between the Raiders and yourself about the possibility of becoming the head coach, or were there any considerations among the Raiders in particular of bringing you in, of bringing Jack Del Rio in as head coach?
I got
what
you.
What has changed between then and now to make this the right time to do it?
Okay, so you asked me 3 years ago when I did this. Okay. Yes, I did have a conversation with Jack Del Rio. He had gotten released. We did have a conversation, a couple of conversations over the phone in 2012. So at that time, when he got released, in my evaluation, let's wait. You know, when you talk about getting released right off the bat, you know, 3 years ago, that was my mentality. You know, when he finished his first time head coaching period, and I was looking for something new at that time. So, but this time, the experience that he's had, the 3 years that as being a defensive coordinator, being able to step back and see what he's done, and then going through the interview process, the information gathered, and then sitting down with him for 7-8 hours. That was all I needed. And that was the difference. You know, I didn't interview him 3 years ago, but I talked to him a couple of times over the phone.
I would just follow up and say that I think after 9 years, I needed a little rejuvenation, really. I feel like the last 3 years have been very beneficial in terms of me being re-energized, rejuvenated, whatever you would like to call it, where, you know, I was able to kind of collect myself, go through some of the things that went well, that didn't go well, process, make sure that, you know, my thoughts going forward were to be to, you know, to not make mistakes again where I had made mistakes, to do the things that I did well before, do them even better, and just basically grow from the experience and, you know, hopefully be able to utilize that knowledge and apply it now with this great opportunity.